If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Melissa the shoe licker is on the phone with us.
And oh my God.
Melissa went out on a date with a guy named Jay. They went bowling. They had a fun time. And at some point, they were making bets with each other. And he bet her to lick a bowling shoe.
The inside.
The inside of a bowling shoe.
Even worse.
And she did it. And like I said earlier, this makes today's second date update the most disgusting in the history of second date updates.
Oh,
and we've heard a lot of really bad things.
Yeah.
So she licked the inside of the bowling shoe, and she thinks that that's the reason she's not getting a call back. Maybe it grossed him out too much, although he did bet her to do it.
Yeah.
She hasn't heard from him in a couple weeks, so we're about to get him on the phone and find out if that is the reason he's not calling her back. Melissa, you got the shoe out of your mouth? You ready to do this?
Yes, it's out of my mouth, and I'm ready.
Okay.
And I think if that's the reason he's not calling you back, it's so unfair because guys always say, I want a guy's girl. And then you give them a guy's girl and then they decide they don't want that.
They're like, gross, bro.
Yeah. I wouldn't even hang out with one of my dude friends if he did this.
That's nasty.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to call him right now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Jay there?
Yeah, this is Jay. Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Wait, from the radio show?
Yeah. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's up with you?
Not much. I'm just chilling. I wanted to give you a call because we actually received an email about you.
About me?
Yeah. It's from a girl that you went out on a date with.
Are you serious right now?
I am. Her name is Melissa. Do you remember going on a date with Melissa?
Yeah, I do.
All right. I figure she'd probably be easy to remember because she licked a shoe, a bowling shoe, while you guys were out.
She told you that?
Yes, she did. We actually talked to her about your date, and she's confused because she's been trying to get a hold of you for a second date, but you're not calling her back.
Oh, man. Yo, I can't believe she told you about the shoe.
Yeah.
She can't either.
She did. I can't believe she admitted to doing that either, man. That was crazy.
I would have told nobody that.
You're the one that dared her to lick the shoe. You've got to take some responsibility.
Yeah, but I didn't tell her to go tell anybody about it.
Yeah, that's like something you take to your grave, right?
I almost accidentally licked inside the hole of a bowling ball. But I was scared she might actually do it.
Yeah, dude.
God.
I think you stopped at the appropriate time. Or maybe actually I think it went too far. But
yeah, it was up in the ante, but we stopped right there. Wow.
So what's the reason you're not calling her back? Do you not want to see her again?
Let's just put it like this. I date my fair share of ladies, and certain things are red flags. And I can tell pretty easily when I can and can't trust somebody.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait, so you're saying you don't think you can trust her?
Nah, I couldn't trust her any farther than I could throw her.
Why do you say that?
Because of what happened at the bowling alley.
You can't trust her because she licked the shoe? I would think, hey, if I dare somebody to lick a shoe and they did it, they would have all my trust.
You know what? She got points for that. She was doing good up until this other moment that happened and made me change my entire perspective on her.
What happened?
All right, so we would close it out. We're about to get out of there. And she ran to the bathroom real quick.
Okay.
You know, and I said, okay, cool. I'm going to go take your shoes and check them back in with the front desk. So as I'm dropping the shoes off, the cashier guy leans into it and says, hey, you know, is that your girlfriend or whatever? I'm like, you know, like, nah, not, you know, like, not yet. You know, just kind of joking with him. And he was like, well, you might be dodging a bullet, man. I said, what are you talking about?
Whoa.
So he then tells me he was watching the bowl the whole time.
Creepy.
And while I was setting up my shot, he saw her pick up my phone. It actually started going through my phone.
What? No.
Exactly.
How could he tell that was your phone from all the way back at the bowling desk?
No, he said he saw her do it 5 or 6 times, but only did it while my back was turned.
Oh, what?
Really?
Dang, that is sketchy.
And you didn't, like, think to ask her about it or anything?
It was the first date. Now, if it was a girlfriend, cool. We can have it out right then and there. But the first date? Yeah. Are you already going through my phone?
Yeah.
Nah.
So you believe this dude that you don't know who said she was going through your phone?
Yeah. Hell yeah. If anything, he was looking out for me.
Yeah.
And, it's an unwritten rule. Guys look out for guys. He helped me dodge a bullet.
Wow. Okay.
She just seemed so... I mean, she seemed really cool when we talked to her. You don't think that there could be another explanation? Like, she accidentally picked up your phone instead of hers?
5 or 6 times? And only when my back is turned? Nah. What she did is some straight, shady shit. And I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, really. Dude.
I'm curious if she was actually going through your phone, though. I want to know the answer to that.
And why?
I don't need to know that. I mean, she did it on the first date. What do you think is going to happen on the second, or the third, or the fourth?
Well, I just say that because I want to ask her, and I forgot to let you know that she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Yo, no way.
Melissa. Melissa,
hello?
You still there? Hey, there she is.
Hi, Jay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay. You sneaked in. I thought you were.
I am not sneaky at all. You got it all wrong. That story, his side of the story, it is not how it looks. It's not what it seems like.
Really? So you weren't going through his phone?
I mean, not like that. It's not like I hacked into his phone and was looking through every little detail. No.
Wait, Melissa, I was like standing up for you. You actually were looking at his phone when his back was turned.
Okay, listen. I was sitting there. He's bowling. His phone buzzed loud as hell. I just so happened to look over, and it's right there. I'm not blind. I can see what it says.
So just leave it there. You don't pick it up and then start reading all his messages.
Exactly. I saw a name, and it looked like a female's name. I think it was Sammy or something like that. And I just leaned the phone over to see what the text said. He's the one who has the message right there on his screen.
Wow.
And it said, are we still on for tonight? Are you still picking me up? Something like that, like at 9, like right after our date.
What?
It was weird. So I was just like, what? What's that?
Oh, Jay,
it was weird, but you're looking at my messages.
I mean, but your messages were sitting next to me, so I looked over. I wasn't trying to be sneaky or anything.
Oh,
like, we were having a good time.
All right, cool. So you saw something on my phone. Why are you going back to my phone again 5 or 6 times after that? Did you not keep picking up my phone?
It was not. It was like 2 or 3 times.
Picking up my phone? That's the point I'm trying to get to. Why are you picking up my phone?
It kept going off. Like, whoever that girl was, she kept texting you, so I'm just trying
you the phone monitor or something?
No, but me and you are on a date, and I want to know if you're involved with someone else. I know your reputation. I'm sure you know your own damn reputation. And you're a good-looking guy.
Shorty, that's none of your business. We're not together.
Look, you have a reputation. You know your reputation. I know it. Our friends know it. You're a ladies' man, so don't act like it's all out of the blue why a female, because I'm sure they've done it in the past, looks over and checks your phone, especially if they're on a date with you and your phone's just getting blown up. I think anybody would do that. Actually, if it was my phone and you were sitting down and I'm bowling and my phone's just going off, buzz, 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 you can't tell me you wouldn't look over. Like, who's hitting her up so much? Who wants to know where she is?
It's like, yo, do you hear what you're saying right now? All right, do you hear what you're saying? I would never go through somebody's own phone when we're on a date, a first date at that.
Well, that's you. I want to know who I'm dating.
Don't try to rationalize your craziness and try to tell me what I'm going to do on a date.
I'm not trying to rationalize it. I think any sane person would do what I did. And I'm not like mad that I did it. I don't feel bad for doing it. I wanted to know who you were, what was going on with you. And if I saw something suspicious, then I'm going to look into it.
I don't really blame her. I mean, she's just trying to look out for herself a little bit.
His phone was
Come on, you can't
off,
defend
like,
that.
Buzz, 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 buzz. I'm like,
but you did have
looking for you.
You had 2 dates planned in the same night, Jay. I mean, she kind of had a point.
All right, wait. Look, we about to like just squash all that nonsense. Let me tell you this right here. The name that came up, Sammy, that's a dude.
That's a dude. Sammy, really?
Tripping,
no guy. Sammy in his phone, it was spelled Sammi. No guy spells Sammy like that. That's a girl. Sammy for a guy is Sammy, sweetie. I know that. So it wasn't like that in your phone. That's a girl.
Okay, so all right. So now there's rules of how I have to spell my boy's name in my phone. Okay, can you get any further in my business?
Melissa, why did you even call for a second date with this dude if you think that he's a player and, like, planning dates after you?
I still thought the date went good, and I asked my friends, like, do you guys know anybody named Sammy? And nobody knew a Sammy, so I'm like, maybe it's nothing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he knew that I looked. So I thought maybe we could have a second date. I just got caught. Gosh.
All right, well, Jay, I have to ask this question. Maybe I don't know the answer. I don't know what's right and wrong anymore. Jay, would you like to go on a second date with Melissa? We will pay for it.
But, dude, really?
Yes, I'm asking. Would you like to go out with her again? It sounds like you guys have the perfect foundation for a great relationship.
Nah, Chief, I'm a pass. But if I need somebody to check my phone messages, I know who to call.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, Melissa. No second date for you.
That's okay, guys. Thanks for trying.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was meant to be.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? I'm actually kind of glad this happened, though. I mean, I'm like, I dodged a hell of a bullet, man. Yeah.
Right. Well, good luck to you both, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Thanks.
And Jay, tell Sammy I said hi, however you spell her name.
It's a dude, not a girl.